Ed Reardon's Week by Christopher Douglas and Andrew Nichols. One amazing day.
Sorry, Elgar, I'm afraid the last of the value tuna went yesterday, and the basic red, alas. Play with the empty bottle, if you like. Oh, no, wait a minute. I think there might be... Yes, here we are. Millennium Xmas crackers. Just one left. How have we managed to eke these out over 15 years? Well, there was the Christmas I was in prison, of course. The 18 months when you went off on your personal journey to discover yourself. Came back covered in Swarfiga, didn't you? Yes, you did.
Boxing Day. Traditionally a time for the nuclear family to avoid a Chernobyl-type catastrophe by going their separate ways, to the sales, to a football match or race meeting, or just out for a long, healthy walk. Since 1999, however, Ed Reardon has chosen to mark the occasion by staying in with his cat and musing on Christmases long past via the medium of a single and, needless to say, disappointing cracker.
Don't suppose this will pack much of a punch. We'll probably generate more fun than the Millennium Experience ever did. Not to mention the River of Fire. Let's try anyway. Ah, oh, that was worth it, wasn't it? I'm having the hat. Thank you. You can have the dome key ring. Let's see what the joke is. Oh, God, I'd rather watch BBC One.
And a reminder, if you missed those words of regal wisdom from Her Madge yesterday, you can get her on the iPlayer till July or download HMQ as a podcast. But now, another chance to give festive thanks to our Lord in heaven above. Time Lord, that is. You've got it. It's the Christmas Doctor.
How did it come to this? Right, let's have a toast. As Christmas 1999 brings to an end, another successful year for the Reardon family.
Ooh, greatest sound in the world.
Janet, we've already got one open. Shouldn't you pace yourself?
I'm not the one who has to drive to Park Lane and pick Jasmine Vane up.
Oh, that guy who makes all those crap films. I forgot he was coming. He's so toxic.
Jake, he's got nowhere else to go today, and we've been working together. So now, can we please all cheer up and enjoy ourselves?
Tell him not to come. That'll poke me up no end. Make the Bollinger go further. Top up, please, somebody. Either bottle or...
As I was saying, the only place success comes before hard work is in the dictionary. No, that can't be right. Oh. Ellie, are you with us?
God, I'm so bored. I've never been this bored in my entire life. Like, if I don't have a present within the next 3 seconds, I'm literally going to explode with boredom.
Oh, don't give her one, Dad. I want to see this.
Shut up, Jake.
Right, everybody, one present at a time. Mine's a tree to Blue Spruce all the way from Norway. Present from the people of London Weekend Television.
Oh, cool. Oh, sixth generation. Get in.
It's a PS2 with vertical stand, whatever that might be. I was assured by the man in the shop in Los Angeles that it was the very latest thing in mind-rotting gadgetry for the Peter Pans de nos jours.
Oh, cool.
Golly, Jean Muir.
Well... As the most gorgeous wife in the world, you don't really need any help from Jean, but why take the risk if you can afford it?
Excuse me.
So did Godzilla's additional dialogue pay for all this?
A lady doesn't ask a gentleman that, or indeed a radioactively mutated dinosaur, that question.
Well, time this lady put the Harrods organic goose in the oven.
Dad!
Yes, what is it, Ellie?
I can't find my present.
Well, there's no point in getting you anything, Ellie, because as you keep telling us, the world's going to end on New Year's Day.
Oh, nice one, Dad.
You Y2K deniers are going to look very silly indeed this time next week.
Well, actually, Ellie, if you look on the mantelpiece.
Wait.
Behind David Putnam's card, see, there's an envelope.
Yes!
No, not the brown one. That looks like festive greetings from my friends at the Inland Revenue. Yes, that one.
Tickets for Glastonbury in June.
Dad and I went to Glastonbury when we were your age. It was all fields in those days.
It's fields now.
That was a joke. Duh.
Except that it won't be fields by the end of June. The whole planet will be cold grey ash.
Oh, I'm sure status quo will survive anything. Ellie, how will we know when the world's going to end? Will we get a text?
No, because all the phone cables will have melted because of the millennium bug. Now, according to Nostradamus, right, the hounds of hell will bay at the moon.
Sounds like they're here already.
Oh, that's your present, Dad.
Digital Fido. Well, it's not quite the dog I've always wanted.
No, we can't have a puppy because of the kitten.
I'd forgotten about him, whatever his name is.
Elgar.
Oh, I see. If you turn it over, it barks again. Very generous of you all. Not. Oh, that'll be Jazz faxing about his lift. I'd better go.
Can't keep your boyfriend waiting. Is he at the dome?
No, we're taking a day off work today. Unfortunately, the giant boy's head fell off the giant boy's body and rolled into our amazement zone. So, Jazz is staying at the Dorchester.
In the expenses zone.
Why can't he get a cab or build himself a monorail? I mean, that's always the sign of something crap, isn't it? An overhead railway.
It's not going to be crap, Jake. It's going to be an accessible, scripted entertainment experience for ordinary people who like to go out occasionally rather than sit at home all day in the company of Sonic the Hedgehog. Right. I'm not sure whether to take the Saab or the Punto.
Ooh, better take the Saab. Might need room for all Jazz's presents.
Not!
Jazz, I'm not sure we've got time for another one, really.
Come on, I've never known a Christmas lunch yet to be on time. It's a day late already.
This is true. These smoked almonds aren't very good.
We've earned it, mate. I'm the best bloody director in the world. You're up there amongst the best bloody writers in the Writers Guild.
Yes, I don't think the best bloody Writers Guild has a rate for conceiving a zone of amazement, but the terms seem very generous so far.
Not enough, mate. You've still only got one family to support, but hopefully that'll change in due course.
Well, I'm perfectly happy with the one I've got, thank you. Why aren't you with either of yours?
Call me old-fashioned, but I like to be fair. So thanks to the tunnel, I did the French lot yesterday. I've got you today. And then tomorrow I shall be hanging my hat on the castle in Cardibert.
Janet and I were thinking about buying in Tuscany.
Well, stop that right now. Seriously, mate, Ireland. Zero tax for artists. Believe me, I've seen a lot of working class boys made good, just like you, get themselves in the brown stuff with the Inland Revenue, and then it's, oh, poor me, it's all my accountant's fault, he never told me.
So the answer is buy a castle in Ireland.
Exactly. The Tiger economy means there's an absolute stack of cash for all those projects we want to bring to fruition.
Oh, is this a rom-com set in the international financial markets? Look, I'm a working-class boy, Jazz. I'm only going putting a kestrel in it or something.
I've had a couple of thoughts about that. Hugh Grant and Liz are looking for joint projects now they're in it for the long haul.
Well, I suppose Liz could have a kestrel on her wrist. That's what attracts Hugh to her when he sees her across the trading floor.
You see, you're damn clever.
Also damn late for lunch.
Look, we've been working. Read my lips. Milvain and Reardon will be able to do anything we want after the press have seen our amazement zone. That there dome's our golden ticket to the 21st century, Mac.
See, Janet? If we'd been any earlier, it would have been too pink.
Oh, so it's a good thing that we've all been kept waiting.
Well, if Delia had her way, it'd be cooking for another 2 hours. As it is, everything's perfect.
We're absolutely bang on schedule.
Yes, we made up quite a lot of time opening your presents, Jazz.
Oh, I thought it was the best thing. I know the exchange rate on the old greenback's not great at the moment, but you've got $10 each, so you can spend it on whatever you want.
I think it's a very handsome gesture, Jazz. You're most welcome at our groaning Christmas board. God bless us, everyone.
Oh, talking of bored, Jazz, and groaning, that film about the talking dolphin.
Yeah, and did you get it to jump in the car without being cruel?
Here you are, Ellie. One corn meat-free sausage.
As is said in the credits at the end, under the Oscar-nominated song by Randy Newman...
He didn't stay that long.
No animal was harmed during the making of this movie.
If everyone's got what they need, should we do the Millennium Crackers now?
You can pull one end of this if you like, Ed.
What's that? Oh, really, Janet, there's no need to bother with that now.
Well, there is, because you've only got 14 days to pay before the county court summons.
Well, that's all right. We'll all have been incinerated by then.
Oh, so you believe it now, Dad?
What is that?
It's a tax bill, hidden behind the cards. Your father, it seems, owes £50,000.
Is that all?
Oh, for God's sake, Janet, stop being so suburban.
Suburban?
Look, we're a successful North London media family. We're the lucky ones. No, we're not lucky. We've earned it. No, I've earned it. You've got a full-time job bringing up our two fine children.
It's starting to sound like the dolphin.
You know what? Things can only get better.
What do we do then? In our hopes on a Godzilla sequel where he runs for president?
Let me give that some thought.
Look, Janet, the business loves bedridden at the moment. Movies, the dome. It's my time. I can write for television. They'll bite my hand off.
When did you last get anything on television?
The trouble with this family is you're all stuck in the 20th century. Jazz and I are headed right down the information superhighway.
Yeah.
TV's evolving every second of the day.
He's right, you know. The room's evolving too.
I mean, all that rubbish that used to be on television, calling itself entertainment, like, I don't know, Celebrity Squares, the Generation Game, Sunday Night at the London Palladium. It's gone. It's all gone. Like Doctor Who, dead and buried.
Oh, I miss that.
No, you don't. Dear God, did ever a show outstay its sell-by date? That kind of audio's gone. It's a new world audio out there. Order.
Do you know, I'm 27th on the Sunny Times list of most powerful movers and shakers. So, Janet, if you play your cards right...
And that's going to help us keep the house, isn't it?
It is, because I'm going to do the following. I'm going to look after each and every one of you. Yes, Jake, and your dog.
My dog.
You're all my family. And I love you, especially you, Janet. You look absolutely lovely in that dress.
It's going back as soon as the shop's open.
Is it Frank Muir? Is it some little label?
Oh, buckle off!
I've always fancied you.
Stop perving over my mum!
Yeah, get off her, you creep!
Ellie, Jake, Jazz is our guest.
All right. Who we've had to rearrange our entire Christmas for, just so he can turn up with no presents and grope his hostess.
Just try to be friendly. Did I do that? Sorry, I'll sit down again.
No, you won't. You'll leave.
No, Jazz is staying.
Oh, my dead body.
That can be arranged. There you are. You see, I can write for television.
OK. Might as well get some fun out of the day. Come on, Jazz. Let's go upstairs. See what you're made of.
What? Oh, well, maybe I'll just have a couple more roasties first.
I'm ready now.
Oh, it's really embarrassing.
Yes, Janet, stop making a spectacle of yourself.
Oh, for God's sake, Ed. Don't be so suburban.
Is the Great Escape on?
It is for you. You've got 30 seconds to get out of this house.
Oh, really, Janet?
And you've got 25 before I stick the carving knife in your chest.
Mm. Oh, God, it's cold. Here we are again, in the kids' old Wendy house. I wonder if we'll be able to hang on to this one. Ooh, what's this? Mm, I thought one foot was warmer than the other. You come to join me then, have you? What's your name? Benjamin Britten? Elgar. At least somebody likes me.
Coming up on BBC One, more nuns and buns in the oven with Call the Midwife. But first, who's up for a cheeky Christmas message from His Holiness the Pope? Take it away, Francis.
You know, Elgar, it occurs to me that you and I are the last redoubt against the forces of barbarity, asininity and sheer bad taste that characterises this sorriest of centuries. Well, there's still the shipping forecast and woman's hour, I suppose. Who's this? Hello, Jazz.
Did you see it?
Did I see what?
Doctor Who. It was mine tonight.
No, I didn't.
Oh, it's all right. We can watch it on the iPlayer. I'll send a car for you.
Where are you?
At the Dorch. Where else? It's Christmas. I want to watch the show again anyway. Some of the cultural cross-referencing is so sophisticated, even I didn't get it, and I directed the bloody thing.
Don't tell me the Doctor lands in Downton Abbey.
I thought you said you didn't see it. Anyway, the Twitter sphere's gone ballistic, and so...
Hello? Our telephone seems to have been cut off, Elgar. Maybe the Millennium Bug's made a belated appearance. No less welcome for that. Happy Boxing Day.
Ed Reardon's Week starred Christopher Douglas, Lisa Coleman, Philip Jackson, Sam Pamphilon and Nicholas Anderson. It was written by Christopher Douglas and Andrew Nichols. The producer was Dawn Ellis.